The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. All of us get the bad news sooner or later. For Norma Bauerschmidt, age 90, it was cancer.
They wanted to operate and everything right away. And I said, no, we'll just leave it be.
She had just finished reading a book called Being Mortal, Medicine and What Matters in the End. And she knew right away she was not going to go through the surgery and the chemotherapy.
Tim says, well, it's either you come along with us or we'd have to put you in a nursing home because I couldn't stay by myself.
So now, instead of the nursing home, Norma, her son Tim, his wife Ramey, and their dog Ringo are living in a bus-sized motorhome traveling across America. More after this. The Driving Miss Norma Facebook page is moving towards 300,000 likes as Norma Bauerschmidt travels the country instead of undergoing cancer treatment.
Did you think you'd be having this much fun at 90?
No, no.
You want to pop a wheelie for him, Mom?
Sure, why not?
CBS's David Begno met up with her at the beach in St. Augustine, Florida, as her son was giving her a ride in her wheelchair.
I've never seen her smile this much.
This is how I show her the stars at night.
And tomorrow I will be teaching my kids about you.
Ramey has been posting about their trip on Facebook.
You're a sensation!
Her own son is getting to know her, too.
This has allowed me to have discussions I never thought I'd have with my mom. And to find out things like you found out where she and my dad met.
You didn't know your parents met at a bar until she told us?
No.
So far, Norma and her small family have traveled 7,000 miles. And as she becomes more famous, she gets more invitations. Monday on Hilton Head Island, she was invited to join the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Yesterday, she met the Budweiser Clydesdales in Bluffton, South Carolina. Of course, there's no cure for Norma's cancer.
Hi, Norma.
Hi, Norma.
But then again, maybe she's already found it. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.